Chapter 1. We often think of quality of life in the disability community as a disability-centered topic. This isn't necessarily the best outlook when it comes to determine what quality of life means for autistic people. Quality of life isn't a disability-centered topic. There's no scientific measurement that says this is what quality of life is for someone. There's no scientific measurement that says this is what quality of life is for autistic people. In the state of Indiana, we have the Autism Waiver. The Autism Waiver is advertised as being a person-centered program that aims to meet the individual needs of the client on the waiver. I was on the Autism Waiver, and the program was okay, but it wasn't person-centered for me. It didn't provide services I needed or valued for my life, and that's okay. But it wasn't person-centered. It was disability-centered. Somewhere along the lines, a group of people sat down and designed the Autism Waiver for the state of Indiana. This group of people meant well and wanted to help autistic people. However, anytime there is money involved and there are policies, and, in my opinion, having policies that say this is how we can help someone and this is how we can't help someone can get in the way of us helping someone. Imagine being someone coming to the emergency room in desperate need of care. Something terrible has happened, and you need treatment to save your life. If there was some policy involved that prevented the medical staff at the hospital from treating you for whatever condition was putting your life in danger, you might die. What if you were having a heart attack, but the policy at the hospital stated the doctors could only treat your lungs? What would happen? Would you consider that person-centered treatment? Some states in the United States still have autism waiver services that allow families to receive a budget that they can then spend freely on programs they feel will best meet their autistic child's needs. Most states do not allow a free budget anymore because somewhere along the line, someone decided it was a bad idea to let families decide what to spend the money on. So now, the government is making all the decisions on what programs families of autistic people can spend the money on for them. Imagine a person-centered treatment approach where the decision on how to best help your autistic son or daughter were made by people sitting in an office somewhere that had never even met your child. How can they have any clue what is best for your child? They are often coming at the approach of helping your child blindsided, having no idea how to best support an autistic person in life. We also let insurance companies make important life decisions for autistic people, because that is just how America works. An insurance claims person can be sitting in an office somewhere and call your doctor up and tell your doctor what your doctor can and can't do to help your autistic child or adult. The same is true of this insurance claims person as is true of the government with the autism waiver. It's a person sitting in an office somewhere that is making important life decisions for your autistic loved one. This cannot possibly be the best practice for person-centered treatment that advocates for a good quality of life for anyone. Quality of life isn't a disability-centered idea. It's a person-centered idea. It's also not a group definition. We can't sit here and say this is exactly what a good quality of life looks like for autistic people, because quality of life is an individually defined term. What one person appreciates and loves about life may be entirely different than what another person appreciates and loves about life. And that is 100% okay. We need to love and support each person on their journey to happiness and achieving a good quality of life. Unfortunately, the world operates on limits and definitions. When providing government services or receiving services paid for by others such as insurance companies, it's important to have a definition as to what services can be provided. But we can never provide one true, accurate definition for what quality of life means for autistic people. We also can't do this for people who don't have autism, because quality of life isn't a group-centered or disability-centered approach. It is entirely individualized and person-centered. It drives me crazy sometimes when my support staff tries to tell me that I should just be happy. They often tell me that I just need to live and be happy with life the way it is. I get the impression they believe that autistic people shouldn't have the same opportunity for happiness and quality of life as people without autism do. I want to define my own happiness. People often say that we can't allow others to create our happiness for us, and we must create our own happiness. Yet, because of the way the system works, I find that the government or insurance companies are often trying to define what my happiness should be and trying to create what they think good quality of life means for me. Quality of life isn't something we can measure by materialistic items or a true definition. In my opinion, quality of life is measured by how happy a person is. There are many different things that might contribute to an autistic person's happiness. If we are truly going to advocate for a person-centered approach to treatment and deciding what true quality of life is for autistic people, then we simply need to talk to the autistic people and ask them how happy they are and find out what makes them happy. We need to value autistic people's opinions about their life instead of constantly trying to make important life decisions for them without taking into consideration their feelings. Autistic people are some of the brightest people I know. They are very aware of what makes them happy. Even the most nonverbal autistic person, who might have an intellectual disability along with autism, is in tune with their feelings and has an idea what makes them happy. We are often so busy making the decisions we feel are best for autistic people that we fail to take into consideration what autistic people might think is best for them.